This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The city of Altoona has launched a program to make it easier for local homeowners to pay for needed repairs to their homes. According to a press release on Wednesday, the Safe Steps Home Improvement Program will offer qualified homeowners no interest and affordable loans to cover the cost of their repair needs. Those repairs could include things like plumbing and electrical work, carpentry, or a variety of other handyman projects. City officials say the rapidly increasing cost of construction materials over recent years has made it more difficult for homeowners to pay for repairs on their own. In addition to the quality of life benefits of those repairs, city officials are also hoping the investment will improve the currently available housing stock and help to preserve it long term. To qualify for the Safe Steps Home Improvement Program, the applying homeowner must live in Altoona and earn 80% or less of the median income in the city. The program will officially launch later this month, and residents can learn more information and see if they qualify by contacting Grants and Housing Program Manager for the City of Altoona, Julian Emerson. The annual Northern Wisconsin State Fair has officially returned to Chippewa Falls. Hundreds of people have already visited the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds this week, enjoying dozens of local vendors, carnival rides, and livestock competitions. The event will continue throughout the rest of the weekend with a variety of musical acts, local business booths, and Wisconsin food staples like cheese curds. Anyone interested in attending the fair can still purchase tickets for $18.50 online, and organizers say there are still tickets available for the nightly concert series shows. The Department of Natural Resources is still seeking public input on an update to the Wisconsin State Park System's strategic plan. According to a press release, the updated plan seeks to summarize the conditions of Wisconsin's state parks, identify any potential issues and opportunities to address, and serve as a strategic management guideline for a 10-year period. Residents interested in providing their feedback can learn more about the current strategic plan on the DNR's website and complete an online survey. Public comments will be accepted until August 4th. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. Access to some voting eligibility records in Wisconsin will stay restricted after a state Supreme Court decision. Civic Media's James Kelly has more.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled against an attempt to gain access to the state's voter rolls this week. The lawsuit was filed by a conservative activism group in 2022, alleging that the number of ineligible voters did not match the state's voter registration list in the 2020 election. The group sought to obtain the guardianship records of voters in the state. In the 5-2 decision announced on Tuesday, the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that those voter records are not public and providing that information would be a violation of privacy rights. I'm James Kelly for Civic Media News.
The split ruling highlights an ongoing debate between election transparency and protecting vulnerable people. The La Crosse Police Department is implementing drone-deployed personal flotation devices. LCPD says this technology will allow officers to provide a direct, life-saving flotation to people in distress. The device can be carried by police, thrown from shore, or deployed directly from a department drone to a person in need, and automatically inflates once it hits water. Chief Sean Coudron says the new device provides valuable time until the department's boat patrol and other emergency responders arrive. Wisconsin has landed in the top 10 nationally in the 2026 State of States report. The report ranks all 50 states across 31 metrics in 14 categories, including the economy, education, mental health, and physical health. Wisconsin placed 8th, ranking just above South Dakota. The state ranks higher on average on the topics of work and labor force, but ranks lower on economy, life satisfaction, and civil liberties. The X Roads 41 Music Festival is returning to Oshkosh in August. This festival will feature its largest performing artist lineup to date, along with a range of new attractions and vendor additions. Jason Aldean, Lainey Wilson, Zach Brown Band, Treaty Oak Revival, and Wiz Khalifa are among the 30 artists set to perform across 3 stages. Guests can also enjoy laser tag, henna tattoos, a slingshot amusement ride, and an interactive music activation attraction. The festival is set for August 6th through the 8th. Childcare costs in Wisconsin are among the highest in the country. It's putting pressure on families across the state. A new report from Wallet Hub ranks Wisconsin 6th for married couples and 9th for single parents when it comes to affordability. For single parents, center-based care can take up more than 40% of their income. Advocates say some families are joining wait lists before a child is even born, and others can't find regulated care at all. With pandemic-era funding ending, providers warn prices could rise further or centers may close. There's a new foundation in Madison to support the Henry Vilas Zoo. Community leaders recently announced the creation of the Henry Vilas Zoo Foundation for private fundraising that will go toward projects for the facility. That includes expanding the giraffe habitat and other efforts benefiting guests and animals. The giraffe expansion includes tripling the amount of indoor space and doubling the space outdoors. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
The road trip continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers in Pittsburgh tonight to open a three-game series against the Pirates, wrapping up this long 11-game road trip for the crew. The Brewers beat the Cardinals last night 8-4, thanks in part to the pitching of lefty Logan Henderson, returning after missing time with a back injury, Pat Murphy.
Logan was fantastic. To come off the IL, you know, and not pitch in a big league game for I don't know how many months, and to come here and throw against this offensive of a club, and to throw 5+, give up three hits or whatever he gave up and set us up for a victory was fantastic.
Brandon Sproat on the mound tonight for the crew. Racing this weekend, IndyCars at the Milwaukee Mile at State Fair Park, featuring Indy 500 winners like Scott Dixon and Joseph Newgarden, who was asked how has he dominated the sport winning at oval tracks.
It's always the car. Look, it's, you know, I mean, if I'm winning races, it's because of the car. It's as simple as that.
That's Joseph Newgarden with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 87 this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low of 65. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 88. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.